What's up, YT gang? It's your boy, the Cobra. Let me ask you a question. Do you like coffee? Do you like doing healthy things for your body? Then look no further than RiseSuperfoods.com. That's R-Y-Z-E Superfoods.com. The guys over at Rise Superfoods have teamed up with your boys over at DJVW to bring you a super sweet product that's good and good for your bod. We're talking cordyceps mushrooms, lion's mane, turkey tail, reiki, mushroom coffee. It does everything from correct that gut biome, boost those energy levels, and give you the ability to focus longer and harder. We're not talking about boners, we're talking about brain power. So head on over to RiseSuperfoods.com and use promo code DJVW at checkout, and it's going to save you 15% off an already affordable product. What more do you want? It's even ketogenic, so it won't knock you out of ketosis, and it's only got 15 calories per serving. That's RiseSuperfoods.com, R-Y-Z-E, and at checkout, use promo code DJVW to save you 15% off. We're out.
Hey, man, Jamers, a world.
There's your fucking take. Sorry, I came out a little hot.
Yo, dude, I mean, relax.
The youngest and the tightest.
Hear me out.
Off the break.
This isn't a cult.
You stupid motherfucker.
Welcome back, YT gang, to another episode of DJVW.
Yeah, yup.
It's a special one, ladies and gentlemen. White gang, whitey gang. Jason is not here. Jason has died of coronavirus. Moment of silence. 3 seconds. Ready?
Fuck that
no,
guy.
No, dude, what the fuck, bro? You didn't even let the 3 seconds. He deserves 3 seconds, man.
I guess.
It was a shame. He fought really hard. He got vaccinated. Unfortunately, the vaccine didn't protect him. He spread it to him, all of his loved ones. His wife and his
legs
family members.
No longer function.
First he didn't have legs, and his wife left him because he didn't have legs. It's been a rough week for Jay. His wife left him because he didn't have legs. And I thought that was a smart decision, because really he's worthless. If he doesn't have body autonomy, if he can't sling rotors, he can't make money. So without legs, yeah, unfortunately Jay was useless. And so his wife, she slipped out of there. She got out while she still could, but it was too late. She also developed coronavirus. She is in urgent care right now in the ICU. Her bed was originally taken up by an ivermectin overdose, but they said, fuck that guy. They dragged her out. They put her in there, and she is clinging to life as we speak. So another moment of silence for Jay's wife. And we're back. So, yeah, it's a shame. We didn't really have any money to put together for Jay's funeral or the wake. And so we just threw him in a ditch. And it's really for the best, because that's how he lived. He lived in the gutters, and he died in the gutters. And
it's almost a good thing he's gone. He was kind of a bully, you know?
He was kind of a bully. He was a mean guy. Not very intelligent.
A whole lot of racism just left.
A lot of racism. And so it's good that he died, because cancel culture was looming over us like a dark shadow, like a storm, an incoming storm. And now that Jay has passed away, rest in peace. God rest his soul.
He's gone to hell.
God rest his soul. Now that Jay is gone, and he's by the Lord's side. And for those of you who are curious, in his final moments, although he couldn't find his legs, he did find God. And so as he was fading from this realm into another realm, he did it with a smile. Although his wife was gone, and his extended family also died of coronavirus, he did manage to smile right before. And it could have been he had a stroke about a day before he passed away. So half of his face was not really articulating. So I can't for certain say it was a smile. But what I can for certain say is it's like a weight has been lifted. It's like a weight has been lifted off of my shoulders, and the show goes on. The
he
show
did
goes
say
on.
One last thing, didn't he?
What did he say? I don't remember what he said.
We need a conspiracy episode.
He
just
did say
one
that.
Conspiracy
he
episode.
He said if there was anything that he could have changed. It wouldn't have been, you know, giving his family coronavirus. It wouldn't have been getting the jab. He wouldn't have taken that back. He wanted to, in his heart of hearts, do a conspiracy show. Mm-hmm. And so in the spirit of that, that Jay's final wishes, the latter half of today's show, you're in for a doozy. Because we gotta, you're never gonna deprive a man of his dying wish. Jay, right now, he's looking over us.
Yeah.
He's up above, by the Lord's side, looking down on us, and he's saying, go get him, boys. Go get him. Spread the truth, which is what he should have been doing instead of lifting weights and, you know, punching people in the face and just desperately trying to keep his mental illness at bay. So anyway, I had a nice week. Besides, you know, the roller coaster, the emotional roller coaster that was Jay's departing from this realm, I did have a nice week. And it's funny because the Monday after the show, I did feel a little under the weather. And so stayed home because my kid, he's been sniffling and coughing and all this other shit. And I said, maybe he has coronavirus. Maybe I have...
Be prepared for your kid to get sick all the time now that he's going to school, because that's how... And then you catch it.
That's what I think happened. Always is. That's what I think happened, because he started, he was going to school. He went to school like 2 days or something, it's Thursday and Friday. Weekend rolls in. He's got, you know, this sniffle, which I think is gross.
It's never anything like... crazy, it's just like
no, it's just regular cold, kid shit, regular kid sick shit. But I think what exacerbates it, and I don't really feel too passionate either way about the mask, but he's wearing a mask all day. He's got fucking goobers under it, and he's spitting and he's sneezing in the mask and
runny nose. Crap. Yeah. It's his mask,
and it's just a fucking sponge for whatever bacteria and viruses he happens to be hosting at the moment. It's just sitting on his face, and oh, he's got this reoccurring. What looks to be like it wants to be a staph infection. It's like this one red dot that always appears in the same spot, and it looks to me like it wants to be staph. And I'm worried about that when it comes to the mask. I'm like, it's gonna keep. He's gonna sit this bacteria on his
irritating
face,
irritating it.
Yeah, and it's gonna come back. You sent me that video, dude.
Yeah, I was just gonna mention that. That video of like that, I guess a school teacher like forcing like basically like a preschool kid to put a mask on.
Yeah, it was daycare in California is what I managed to look into it a little bit. It's daycare in California. And it's this little kid. We're not going to show the video because it's a sad video, and I haven't figured out the audio end of videos yet. But it is a sad thing because it's this little boy. He's got to be like 3 or 4 years old, and they're doing about the best they can. It's just two ladies like, come on, buddy, you got to put the mask on. And they're making it fun, and they're doing peekaboos. They're pulling it down, and he's, you know, and he is fucking bawling, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, he starts hating it.
And he's ripping it off his face, and they're trying to, and they're recording it. I don't know what the point of recording it is, though, because I saw what was claiming to be the original video, and it was posted by the mom, who was like, I'm here trying to work, and I see this shit, and it's breaking my heart, because they're sending me videos of my little boy. I don't know how you do it, man. I don't know how you get little kids to wear the mask. Like, Damien is how old?
He's 8, so they kind of... Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but they get it.
Yeah,
already.
They it's fine. They're
what's,
already.
What's crazy is that you know, he hangs out with all the neighborhood kids, and I'm like the cool dad.
Okay, there you
so
go.
So they're surrounded always and
doing dabs with the kids. Yes.
Oh yeah, of course. Teach them how to roll a
come
joint.
Come on, pussy. Quit coughing.
No, but they're always outside, so I always overhear them because I'm basically the only parent who watches.
Okay.
The other parents just send the kids over here to my apartment.
Dude, I see
and gone.
That when people do it's that, weird. I'm like, how do you just fucking just go just. Which maybe I'm helicopter parent.
I don't mind it because they're in front. I can watch them.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I always
what do you overhear?
I overhear that they're talking about COVID. And really? They're literally all ran out to like the open grass. And they're about to pick up. One kid went to go pick up a soccer ball. He's like, wait, dude, don't pick up that one. He's like, why? He's like, because I played with that ball when I had COVID last month.
Oh,
I'm like, Jesus. Like, the fear is just instilled.
Yeah, it's. I mean, kids get a little hyperbolic either way. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to love getting scared at stuff and then running away with my friends. Me and my brother and my two sisters, we used to do this game where they would call it, I don't even understand. I thought it was a Spanish word, bijou. Bijou is not a Spanish word. It's just a word they were saying. And since they were raised in a Spanish household, I assumed they knew something I didn't. So they'd say bijou monster. The bijou monster is coming. And it was obviously no monster was coming, but we would freak out and we would scream.
Like
and
scare
we'd run.
Yourself
yeah, we
for
just
fun.
Like to do that. So kids like to do that, but it is weird to hear that be part of their vernacular, just like their little fucking miniature adult conversations. They're talking about COVID. It's unsettling. It's fucking strange, man. But I thought that, you know, who knows, maybe I did have COVID on Monday. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to tell the guys. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tell them. I was going to get tested, but my job didn't make me get tested.
Yeah.
And it went away in one night. And I did what I've been doing every time I feel a little bit sick since this pandemic started, I'll start taking vitamin C, vitamin D3,
and zinc.
Yeah,
regularly. That's what we grabbed when we remember like the first episode I joined a podcast and I got COVID.
And that's what you grabbed when that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember
that when I got positive too, that when I tested positive, it was a rapid test.
Yeah.
So I did it outside of Cypressines. I sat in the parking lot right there.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And the guy took the swab
and then
went back.
Just chill for like 15,
yeah,
20
back.
Minutes.
But dude, the way he came at me, he came, like, I can tell it's positive as soon as he started walking my car. I saw his eyes.
Oh, dude's like his hand in somebody, a death sentence, yeah, right?
I didn't even see his face because he had the face mask on.
Yeah, yeah,
I didn't
but you
tell
can tell
by his goddamn half of his face.
Yeah,
his
the
eyes.
Just the eyes were just no fucking, it's
like,
not good, dude.
I'm sorry to inform you, but
yeah,
you came
out
positive.
Oh.
I was like, oh, shit. Really?
Well, you're off for 2 weeks from work then, right?
Yeah, but I was like laughing. He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, how do you feel? I'm like, I just had Taco Bell before I got here, dude. I felt fine. I'm like, I couldn't taste the Baja Blast.
But and the Taco Bell might fuck you up worse than COVID will.
Yeah,
you get
honestly.
Some diarrhea from Taco Bell that'll make you, make you believe in God, or at least hope there is one.
But I had one bad day. That's it, basically.
Yeah, I took the zinc, the D3, and my kid didn't want to take it. But, we broke it into smaller portions for him because they were adult size. So you got to split the pill in half. So he takes his, and then the next day he's good and he's going to school. But and then I saw recently, it was like the FDA just approved the use of vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc to treat COVID. And then right before I left today, I saw in El Salvador, they in the hospital, they give you care packages if you have COVID.
Yeah.
And it consists of four things. It's vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc, and ivermectin. And they give you those things and it fucking, nips it in the butt and they move on. And what's funny is, all this shit, for those of you who watch the show, I'm sure you see on my individual page, I post a lot of stuff to my stories, just articles and stuff that I think are thought compelling that should make you maybe look at the narrative for COVID a little bit skeptically. And Jay will constantly bust my balls about it because he's half retarded. And so what Jay doesn't realize is
that... just fall in line, dude.
Just fall in line. Just do it. What are you going to do, Dave? What are you going to do? You're going to stop them from killing us, Dave? What's the end game here? I don't understand. Jay is like exactly... If you were a nefarious dude with a plot to overthrow and rule the whole planet, Jay is your bread and butter. You're like, that's what I want. I want a bunch of more. Just think like him. Yell at everybody else when they get upset about what we're doing. That is... He's basically like a New World Order cheerleader. It's amazing. It's amazing. And so, but what Jay doesn't know, and I know he'll listen to this show and he'll go, no fucking way.
He's going to be like, dude.
Yeah, dude. What are you going to do, dude?
This is one of the worst episodes
yes.
we've oh, put out, man.
I'm waiting for that. But what he doesn't know is in my DMs are like all his friends. All his fucking friends are in my DMs. People that he admires and thinks that are intelligent and all this other shit, they're all in my fucking DMs.
Man.
It's very funny. But yeah, man, so I had a little bit of a Monday, but that went away shortly after that. And then other than that, the week was kind of a snooze fest, man. It was just a lot of fucking work. Just a lot of work. Oh, I forgot to mention, this is a little bit of a bummer, but I went to my follow-up for my urologist for the whole cancer surgery thing.
Uh-huh.
And so the dude goes... Yeah, man, we did a bunch of scans on you, and the pelvic scans, if it's fucking good, there's no more bumps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. And he goes, now hold on. And I go, shit. So it turns out I have some sort of mysterious mass on my liver. So that's fucking cool. And so now I have to set up a bunch of other scans and blood work and looking for more tumors in my blood markers and... all this other shit. And then he told me something weird. He was like, hey, man, you're going to want to go to a sperm bank. And I don't even know because I didn't look it up at all. I was like shell-shocked. Not really shell-shocked. I just like didn't fucking. So he goes, you're going to want to go to a sperm bank. So I guess he's saying I want to dump my loads in a sperm bank in case I want to have kids in the future because wherever I'm going from here might mean that my remaining ball, which according to him was very veiny, is no longer going to be a functioning ball or something like that. So I don't know. He told me a lot, and it was a lot. And And I haven't gotten the ball rolling on any of that shit. I probably should. I have to do that. You know, it's hard. As dudes, we kind of, I think we suck at doctors.
Does your hat keep sliding down?
No, I keep like adjusting it because it's like the deepest bucket. It's like a fucking bucket on my head. It's so, I'm going backwards, bro.
Well, honestly, dude, I did know a little bit of that news because,
you know. That's right. Our wives now. They're symbiotic.
They're closer,
yes.
Than we are.
Yes. Basically. Well, because my wife gets a text, so I have work. But our wives are now symbiotic. Yeah, and they're swapping information back and forth.
They go to witch festivals.
They go
together.
To witch festivals and they go and they play witch and then they bring demon shit into my house. Unfucking believable. My wife went out and got a pack of tarot cards. I'm like, bitch. Do you know? Yeah. That's one step away from fucking Ouija boards. I was upset with the tarot cards too because they were all like they were modern tarot cards with cool artwork on them, but it was all of like women with sword. All of it was just very gender exclusive. It was only for women, and I thought that was very upsetting. But when the demons come for me and my family, I'm gonna go. Thanks a lot, Mary, because you showed my wife. Demons. Dude, although we want to go to the fucking Renaissance Fair, that's also the same thing.
The other day, yesterday, she pulled out an eyebrow hair of mine because it was super long.
Dude.
It was just straight out.
She's putting that motherfucker on.
She went like this and pulled her. I'm like, what are you doing with that? I'm keeping it. I'm like, for what?
Yeah.
And she just put on that little stare. I'm like, you witch bitch.
She's putting spells on you, dog.
You witchy bitch.
Yeah, she's putting spells on you, bro. And her power's getting stronger because we're rolling into October soon.
No.
So, a full moon tonight,
I think she told me to or something.
What, it's a full moon tonight?
Or a harvest moon. I don't fucking know. These moons are different colors now.
Do you remember a couple years ago when we had the moons with the big halos around them?
Yeah.
I remember being in Ford's. I think I was, I had just gotten over a big breakup and I moved back in with my mom for a while. So it was like 6-7 years ago. And I remember being... looking out at night, and the fucking moon is huge, but it's got this halo around it. Like, it was the most powerful version of the moon. That was the most...
I remember, they had those, like, super moons.
Yeah, the super moons happened, and then, you know, there's, like, the harvest moon. That moon turns, like, you know, orange or red or some shit. The blood moon. I don't know. I'm sure your girl knows all about that.
The moon's not even fucking real, dude. Yeah, it's a satellite.
All I know is it's a satellite. It's not real. It's actually just flat, too. It's also flat. But the whole week was, a little, I guess as far as health scares, it was a little weird.
Yeah, that's so fun.
But yeah, man, and then yesterday we went to a little Latino festival in Freehold, and that was cool. Ooh. We got to toss a kid in a bouncy house, eat a sack of empanadas, Colombian empanadas, yes.
There were empanadas in Seaside yesterday, I was about to go.
Yeah, so you went, where did you go last night?
Went to this place called Ocean Club Restaurant.
Ocean Club Restaurant in Seaside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a shit show, honestly, because half the staff quit. 10 minutes before we walked in.
Whoa!
Apparently, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So it was a little hectic, but it was a little weird. At first, I thought it was gonna be weird because it was all my friends, like five of my friends.
Yeah.
And they were coming with their three significant others, and none of them ever met.
Oh, so it was like a big
big meetup sesh. But
okay.
It ended up pretty chill.
Wait, so how did it go with the staff? Did you get any clue as to why they did that?
Dude, we stood there for like 30 minutes, like. Waiting for a drink, and then they eventually sat us down, and they're like, okay, we're backed up.
Yeah.
So we can't, or you guys can't order until like 8:30. And it was 7 o'clock. I'm like, I'm like, and everyone's like, no, we're hungry, bro. We're hungry.
Yeah, that's wild.
So we ended up just going in the back bar because they had a huge, like, boardwalk, like sectioned off boardwalk part behind the building. And we just kicked back mad drinks, and then we just got. Pizza, like on the boardwalk.
Yeah. Okay, so you went to them just for the drinks, and then you went and get.
Oh wait, no. Actually, we came back because after we went, I went and got one of those big three-brothers pizzas, like the ones that are like a foot long.
Yeah, it was big ass.
And by the time we walked back, everyone was gone, and they're like, "All right, you guys can order."
That's weird. So maybe because everybody else was
I ordered
like,
twice,
"Fuck
bro.
This shit."
I ordered twice. Yeah. I was fucking.
Everybody else was like, "Fuck this shit." You tell somebody they can't order for an hour and a half and they're sitting down. There's something going on. It's really weird. There's a subreddit that I follow called Anti-Work. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of the biggest subreddits out there. It's got millions of followers, and it's basically everybody's philosophical gripes with working 40-hour weeks and then inevitably dying one day after you retire for a fucking few years, and then you look back.
It's usually like that. It feels like the moment you stop moving, you die. Yeah.
My uncle Johnny, my uncle Mac.
His name is Johnny Mac?
Johnny Mac. Well, his last name is Mac Nicky, but they call him Johnny Mac.
Okay, cool.
Well, they call him. He's dead now. What
do you think they call him in hell?
Probably still Uncle Mac. And so, basically, he was this dude who, like, He was in bass fishing tournaments. Yeah. You know, there's trophies all around the house. Shooting competitions, trophies all around the house. He had an old hot rod, like a 1940-something hot rod. Activity on activity. And plus, helped several businesses get started. Got them government contracts for welding and fabricating parts for the Army and the Navy and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So he did all of this. Mm-hmm. And he reaches retirement. And as soon as he stops working, he starts getting sick. He gets too sick to go out on the boat anymore, so he sells his bass fishing boat. He gets too sick for this, that, and the other thing. And next thing you know, like, all of his, you know, hobbies are gone. And then the motherfucker just, like, dies all of a sudden. It was so, like, he was 63? Not even that old. And it was fucked up because what happened is he went down to the doctors with his wife for some sort of complication with his heart medication. And they changed his medication. If I'm not mistaken, I could be talking out of my ass, but I believe they gave him new medication there while he was there. And then while he was there, he suddenly died.
Hmm.
And his wife was like holding him in shit as absolute shit show. But you're right about that. It's like, don't fucking stop moving.
Yeah.
Don't stop moving. Keep going. If you are the type of person, especially if you're listening to this, and you're, you know, me and Marco's age, you're 30, not Jay, not 47, but like for, you know, me and Marco, you're our age, you're 30.
We're young and tight.
You're young and tight still. God damn it. Start developing hobbies right now.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get to some place where your life is devoid of meaning, or you're stuck in some repetition where it's the same shit every day, rinse and repeat. And you don't have any escape. You don't do anything for yourself.
And honestly, you don't have to do anything big.
No, it doesn't have to be big.
It's just stuff to almost like for your own mental health.
That you enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, because one day it's going to dwell on you that like, or dawn on you rather, that you don't do anything for yourself. And now you have to start the mission at 35, 40 years old of like trying to find what gets you going and then going out. Like, I remember when I was 23 years old, 24 years old, and I had to go to MMA for the first time, and it was terrifying. And morbidly obese, and I'm in this fucking shitty Buick, and I'm driving to the thing that I Googled. It's, you know, says it's pretty close, and I'm fucking terrified.
Don't know one person.
Dude, I'm fucking terrified.
When I went to Lionheart, remember when you invited me to Lionheart?
Yes. Like years ago,
8 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And
dude,
that shit was like fucking,
it's scary as fuck.
And you know what's funny?
What's that?
Jay was the one who was teaching me.
Really?
I never mentioned it. I don't know why I haven't brought it on the podcast.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. He was the one who taught me how to throw punches.
That's crazy.
And I remember I was left-handed.
Yeah.
But
and they were like, not anymore.
For some reason, when I did southpaw, I couldn't do it. I felt uncomfortable, so I just stood like that.
So sometimes, sometimes those things are
mutually exclusive.
I remember Jay was
showing me like 1, 2, 3, 4, and I was fucking up, and he was just looking at me like, dude, are you fucking retarded? I remember that
Jay,
he had the most perturbed look on his face.
Jay, that's one thing that, and I love that he's aware of it. Jay will do a thing for X amount of time and immediately decide that he wants to give masterclass seminars on how to do the thing.
Granted, I think, Coach Ash,
he
like paired me up with him because like, oh, he's beginning, he's trying it out.
Sure, blah, blah, blah.
But dude, I went there feeling like straight trash because I never worked out first off at all back then.
Right.
I was just into like MMA and UFC and stuff.
Right, like watching it.
I was like, all right, I'm going to stretch.
Yeah.
And go run at the park real quick.
Okay.
Run 2 miles.
That's what you did before?
And this motherfucker, I never ran 2 miles.
Right.
Man. Never, dude.
Right.
Dude, all I did was drink Budweiser and smoke weed.
Smoke weed. That's all. Drink Budweiser, smoke weed. Yeah.
So I ran those 2 miles. And I died, and I literally walked into there, and I was like 5 minutes in. I think we were doing like a jiu-jitsu drill, like a crab, like the crabbing underground.
Oh, shrimping.
Shrimping. Dude,
different.
I was gonna fucking die.
Yeah,
dude, it was awful.
I've told this story in the podcast. After my first day of jiu-jitsu, like I said, when I started, I was morbidly obese. I was like 240, which is, you know, 80 pounds more or something, 70 pounds more than what I weigh now.
That's a lot, especially for your height,
dude,
too.
Dude, I was a chunky boy. And I did the jiu-jitsu drills, and we went through and we rolled. We did a little rolling session, and I thought I was going to, I legitimately thought I was going to die afterwards, and I didn't have it in me to even go to the hospital because I was so drained and so just like falling apart and incapable of doing anything that I took my shirt off in the middle of winter and went and laid outside in my Buick with the windows down and the AC blasting, and it was snowing outside, and I was still overheating and still felt like I was going to puke. But yeah, man. So all of that to say, basically, like, there is not every hobby is MMA.
No.
But taking on a new endeavor is daunting. To try to take on that endeavor.
It's humbling as well.
It's definitely humbling.
Because I bet before you walked in, you're like, oh, I can handle my own a little bit, probably. Or like you wouldn't expect to get so winded.
The cardio was really the issue. I thought I had a knack for fighting. It turns out I did have a knack for boxing. But I was not prepared for the level of cardio and what it really felt like to fucking, like, actually, you know, near death. It felt like it was the closest to dying that I had ever felt.
You know what training, like, made me realize? I used to always think I was a super angry person, and, like, I was always that person, like, oh, if someone gave me a fucking chance, I'd fucking wreck them. And then after training for a couple years and sparring and stuff, I realized I don't think I have that killer instinct.
I think if somebody pushes you, everybody has it.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
It's a good thing to feel that way in the end, because I was watching the other day. There's this Vice series where this dude, he goes and inserts himself into different groups, like Black Lives Matter or Antifa.
Wait, it's on Vice?
Yeah.
The dude with the big beard and the glasses?
I think he's got
stand-up comedian?
Yeah. It's a great series.
Hate Thy Neighbor or something like that?
I don't know if that's what it's called. Somebody showed it to me, so I only saw some clips. But
he's like a black British dude.
Maybe not that guy. I think it was a white dude. And so one of the things that I saw was him at the Proud Boys thing. And you know, everybody's angry, and then they go to Antifa, and everybody's angry, and everybody's shouting, like, fuck you, I'll fuck you up, da da da. Yeah. And I'm like, these are people that have no relationship with violence, because if you have a healthy, structured relationship with violence, you don't go out into the world, most people, don't go out into the world screaming and trying to find it. So when you see these, like, Black Lives Matter things, or Antifa, or the Proud Boys, and these organizations are fighting each other in the streets, and they're burning down their cities and shit like that, these are people who have no... There is such thing as a healthy relationship with violence.
Yeah.
It's going to a gym, being humbled, having structure, being safe, being taken care of, but also being able to test yourself, losing, winning, and developing a skill set. These are all things that, in the end, will teach you violence is not the thing that I thought it was when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Because all young men grow up thinking, like, violence is a certain thing, and I want to be a part of it. And, mm-hmm. After you develop a relationship with it, you're like, I'm happy that I'm a part of it, but I'm also happy that I have the wherewithal to choose, with some wisdom, when to be a part of it and when not to be a part of it. And going to big fucking rallies where the Proud Boys are duking it out with Antifa, as much as I love seeing that, I like to watch this. These are things I like to watch.
Two dumbasses battling it out.
But you don't want to be there, bro.
Oh, hell no.
Especially as an adult with shit to lose, that's fucking chaos. I don't care how much of a John Wick motherfucker you think you are. If you got one dude in front of you...
It takes you tripping one time, someone kicking in the back of your head.
That's it.
One kick.
That's it. You could be the toughest dude in the world. You trip, fall, hit your head on the curb, or the crowd just tramples over you. All of your Bruce Lee bullshit was for nothing.
Exactly.
It was for nothing.
for nothing.
How the fuck do we even get to talk? I was basically saying about how... Get some hobbies, motherfuckers. Get some hobbies now. So all in all, how did your night go? I know you stayed out pretty late, right?
Yeah, no, it was good. Nice drive back, and that was it.
That wasn't really anything.
Everyone got along, no drama.
That's always beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's always weird when you get friends together and everybody fucking hates each other.
Especially, like, you know, you're always, like, walking on eggshells when females meet females.
Yeah, not only that, when there's just new people. You're like, can I tell these people that they're sheep for taking the vaccine? Am I allowed to say that?
I don't think any of us were vaccinated.
That's fucking right.
You keep
bro.
It real. Come on, I roll with real motherfuckers, dude, bro.
Let me tell you though,
not sheeples.
I have been trying lately to start lifting again.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have unfortunately, I have a real bullshit setup at home. I have like a curling bar that I've maxed out the weight on, and then I have like a chin up bar, and I have a kettlebell that Jay was nice enough to get his hands on for me, and I'm feeling good, man. But the reason that I'm thinking about this is because, and you're pulling it up right now, little Uzi Vert, who's got this fucking diamond on his head.
No, it fell out.
It fell out.
Dude, I think the diamond's like $400,000 or something like that.
Is that a subdermal piercing?
Well, dude, he got like criticized so hard about it too, because like piercers come out, it's like, it's impossible. Like, that thing's not going to hold. It's going to reject. Think about how much skin is right there,
and also the weight of it is constantly.
Apparently someone asked him on a red carpet what happened to it, and he said that he was a concert and a fan ripped it off. but he's managed to grab it.
A fan ripped it off.
Yeah.
Can you go? I want to see some pictures of that thing because I've never really looked
like, at it. Looked at it.
Yeah, like there's that picture right there in the middle where he's got it on, or it's a video. I like, click on that.
He's such a weirdo.
He is a weirdo. I enjoy him. I haven't listened to a lot of his music, but he is kind of like a little. He reminds me of Majin Buu, just like what's his name? Triple X.
He has a couple of subliminal stuff in his videos, or like shirts and T-shirt designs. That kind of like
they all do though. They all do. Like yeah. We're gonna get into soon the whole Nicki Minaj vaccine thing, and like. You know, before we get too into it, I do want to say I don't buy whatever the fuck Nicki Minaj is selling because I've seen her with the most occult symbolism. And look at the fucking way he's shredded, bro. Whose abs take up 70 to 85%
of their... And he'll dance up on you, bro.
And he'll dance up on you, bro. And he looks like Kid Buu. Why is this so
He
jerky,
probably is
bro?
A fan of Kid Buu.
He probably is a fan of Kid Buu, which is why he's got that little... forehead thing, like it reminds me of the Majin M. Can you see if
all
you
these
can...
young rappers now in their 20s, they just love anime
heavily
all
into anime. Well, when we were younger, that was the secret was that like anime nerds and black people had one thing in common, and it was anime. Like black people, all the black kids I
yeah,
knew,
black
growing
kids
up,
always appreciated like Asian culture.
Well, I think that's like. Stylized violence and just like cool fucking characters, like yeah. The way like the characters are super cool. That's what drove like Wu-Tang to be fans of like
Wu-Tang,
you know, Shaolin monk
that.
Type shit.
I honestly couldn't get into anime growing up. My sister was really into it. I've seen all shitload.
You weren't into Dragon Ball Z?
No, I couldn't. I don't
there
know
was
why.
A couple that I like. Dragon Ball Z, Inuyasha was cool. Yu Yu Hakusho was dope. And I think it is because the characters in animes are a lot grittier and cooler than like regular cartoons for American kids of that age.
Well, you see a lot of like shows that come out now that like even American shows are just like you can tell that it's taken aspects from like anime.
Yeah. Now.
Oh,
100%.
Like the new what's that? Totally blanked out. It's on Cartoon Network.
My Hero Academia.
Teen Titans.
Oh, Teen Titans. Yeah,
dude,
Teen Titans is very
like,
Japanese style. Yes.
Yeah, let's pull up Swole Uzi.
Yeah, I would like to find Swole. It's in his stories. Look, yeah. Look at him. Okay. I like how he dresses, too, for lifting.
All these rich... Let me wear my fucking $30,000 chain.
But he gets... His posture gets worse.
Well, he's who knows how long he's been doing it.
That's true. Jeez. Oh, see that? I didn't like the way his abdominal collapsed.
He literally only brought up like being on his swole shit like 2 weeks ago. So,
well, he's got great genetics for it. His body is
he's actually
already,
a lot
look
thinner
at him,
than
look
what
at
he,
I like a crop top, too.
he
we're doing
he
crop
looks
top
like Lil Wayne right there.
He does look like Lil Wayne. And I think this summer we're bringing crop top back. So that's I've been saying they're coming back for a while.
We got to work on our abs, baby.
Definitely got to work on my abs. Hangovers don't exist. Yeah, well, when you drink the blood of children, you don't really got to worry about, you know, recovering, bro. Look at this
shit.
What
do you think about that?
He's
not, like, super big.
Look,
but...
man, like, that's a weird thing to do, right? Are people knocking that
people
technique?
People do it to, like, balance, and it's all about balance.
Yeah.
I mean
if you could
hard.
Do that, it's engaging a shit ton of muscles to be able to pull that off. Yeah, dude, he's shredded, and what's up with his hole on his forehead? They, like, sewed it shut? It looks like it's got...
Oh, no, he put a fucking, almost like a piercing through that
Yeah, it looks
hole.
Like a belly button ring.
Yeah, that's what it looks like,
a belly button ring. Scroll down a little bit.
He doesn't have much.
He is, oh, yeah, that's right. What is that? He had, like,
a lot of rappers be doing that, just delete their shit.
Is that what it is? It's probably smart in this day and age. You don't want to get canceled. Yeah, the boy's shredded. Now, can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you Google Lil Uzi Vert's height? And weight, because I think he's like 5 foot nothing and like 100 pounds. Because a lot of people, including myself, were like knocking the whole deadlifting 267 pounds, because that's what he was doing in that video. It was 267 pounds that he was deadlifting. He looked incredibly shredded.
Eyes deceive me. I swear I lose a cursor sometimes. Where the fuck is?
Because it's white and the fucking back of the screen is white.
Found it.
if you hit a oh there you go. Dude, type in Lil Uzi Vert's
Little Snoozy Vert.
Yeah, because he's a small dude. He's like my dad's size. My dad is a very small guy. Lil Uzi Vert height. I think it's H E. Yeah, H E I T. I always fuck that up. Is it the E before the I? There it is. Yeah. I want to know that. He's not a big man. 5'4", and they usually lie a little bit, so I would not
literally
be surprised
like to the right.
If he's a little bit shorter than that. Yeah, so Scroll down a little bit. What are you looking for? His weight?
He probably weighs like 130.
I think probably even less than that. If he's 5'4 and he's that skinny, he looked like he had no body fat. 150 pounds, my ass.
He used to be a little thicker, but when he first came out.
Well, because when I was training, the lightest I got to was 157, and I did not look like that.
I never even hit 157 my whole entire life, dog.
So what are you, 150?
The heaviest I've ever been was last summer, and I was 147.
Really? That's so crazy, dude. The heaviest I've been was probably like 250.
I used to chill 143.
That's crazy as fuck.
It's light as shit, always.
I can't get there if I would. I mean, maybe I could get there, but I feel like when I was 157, I was very brittle. I was getting a lot of injuries, dude, a whole lot of injuries from just playing around or working out at the gym or just whatever. I was getting all types of injuries. What's that? Is that Jay? What's it say?
Do you guys need help with the audio setup? We got it, bro.
We got it, bro. All right. Now, it did take.
You guys recording today? No, we took off because we can't do without you. What the fuck do you think this is, bro? Disclosure, Jay.
It took us 40 minutes to set up the fucking mics, bro. 40 minutes of just sitting there going, what the fuck? I was ready to be like, dude, I think we're going to have to call this. This is crazy. But luckily, I figured it out. But yeah, man. So if he's 150, which I don't believe, I'm going to go ahead and say he's 5'3 and 140 tops. So then 267 pounds is a little bit less than double his body weight.
Yeah.
Because it would be 280 for him to be lifting his body weight or double his body weight. And so, I think that's probably pretty good. I have a bar that's got 215 pounds on it at home. I can't fit anything else on it. And I do four sets of 10 with that. So, you know, I don't know. He's doing three, and it looked like his back was going to collapse.
Go to my mom's basement, bro.
You have a whole workout thing in there?
Yeah, I call it the dungeon.
The dungeon. That sounds terrifying.
AKA the Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome, bitch. Why, is that where all your workout gear is?
Yeah, I just have, like, cheap-ass, like, Five Below padding.
Dude,
But I have three bags. I have a bench. I have, like...
Yeah, your mom's got to get so frustrated with just the douche, douche, douche,
oh,
douche.
Oh, no,
douche.
She doesn't. She's...
I used to have a bag in my base in my garage, and it would shake the whole house when you hit it. The whole house would just go.
I got that annoying ass. You ever see like the Everlast, like the with the built in stand, like an actual stand?
I had one. Yeah,
yeah. They're not that great.
They're not that great.
I slap mad weights on the thing though, so it doesn't.
So it doesn't. Yeah, bounce around everywhere. So right now, what I saw you were pulling up, which is very interesting. Thing that's happened recently.
We're hitting Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, let's go Nicki Minaj because it's a lot of fun. Now, I want to preface this whole thing with your boy is an old conspiracy theorist. I was into conspiracies when I was 16, 17, 18, all the way up to like 21, 22 years old until I finally tapered off and I was like, I need to live a life. So I have a keen eye for bullshit. And I happen to think that this Nicki Minaj thing is bullshit because I actually have a lot of her tweets on my phone. Are you texting Jay? I see he's texting.
No, I'm time stamping. I'm a busy guy today. I'm multitasking.
I see that.
I'm co-host. I'm checking out audio levels.
That's fucking right. All right,
you guys gotta start paying me more.
We gotta pay you a little bit more. A little bit more. Not much because we pay you a lot. So a little bit more is fine. Nicki Minaj has come out and she had an anecdotal story about her cousin who lives in Trinidad, whose friend got, I believe it was the Pfizer vaccine, and his testicles swole up. They swole up. His testicles got big nuts all of a sudden, and he has become impotent, meaning he cannot have kids because his jizz don't work. So Nicki said all of this to say, don't be bullied into your decision because, oh, here we go. Scroll down. I can see it in quotes. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. Minaj wrote in her 22.7 million, million Twitter followers. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. And very much like, you know, Jay's wife, who when Jay lost his legs. And also, when we said Jay was texting, that was from the afterlife. And I don't really want to get into how we can do that. It's got a little bit to do with Mary and her witch shit. But we can now communicate with
our girlfriends combined witch forces.
They did, just so that we can send him disrespectful text messages about how dope life is. Basically, very much like Jay's wife, this guy's wife slid. She got the fuck out of there because this dude's balls don't work. And she said she ended that with just a little, you know, don't be bullied into a decision. Oh, and there's the whole thing. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied.
I like that. Yeah, the end makes sense.
Yeah, I think that that's fine. Now, Nicki Minaj, if you didn't think you were going to get a tremendous amount of blowback from your anecdotal testicle story that's also loaded with humor. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the dude's balls swelled up. Now he can't fucking live once.
I was, like, thinking, like, devil's advocate. I was like, should people actually have to, like, because there are some dumb people out there.
And also, we do have an overpopulation issue.
Yeah.
So maybe.
A couple people really going out and be like, all right, guys, really don't listen to this shit. Because when I read that, I'm like,
yeah, it is a little funny.
I'm like, oh my God, I don't want swollen balls. I don't take it as fact.
How swollen?
Yeah, like,
how swollen are we talking?
I'm saying, I don't take it as fact when I read this tweet from Nicki Minaj.
No, I definitely don't take it as fact. But people are very, very protective of the general narrative of what COVID is, how it showed up, what we have to do to combat it. People, that's their Bible. And so this has become very much a political or even a religiously charged topic because people look at the narrative, the mainstream narrative, as like religious dichotomy.
What's wild is her fans, Barbs, they went out and protested outside the CDC office in Atlanta. So now you can, like, I'm thinking, like, okay, it's a little too much.
Yeah, see, here's my thing, right? I have seen Nicki Minaj throughout her entire career put on shows and do music videos and make claims about
alter egos
being possessed by Roman, this fucking, you know, entity. And all her videos and her shows are loaded with...
You could pull up... I bet if we YouTube, we could find a compilation.
Insane. It's insane, yeah. For people that aren't aware of it, her shit is loaded with occult symbolism. Really obscure, esoteric, occult symbolism. Loaded to the gills with it. If you're a fucking moron, which most of you guys are,
and if you
it
don't,
goes
yeah.
right over your
and
head.
And it's not just Nicki Minaj. It's a lot
everybody,
of people,
yeah,
athletes,
yeah.
celebrities.
People, at the highest yes. level of celebridom... that's where they tend to do this type of shit. And so I have my reserves when it comes to Nicki Minaj, and I have my skepticisms about her suddenly finding herself as the voice of anti-vaxxers. And I'm putting that in air quotes because I, for one, am skeptical of the official narrative of the vaccines, Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. But I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I have my immunizations. My son got his immunizations. And the thing about those immunizations is they make us immune to all of the things that we got vaccinated for. Unlike this thing, which doesn't make you immune, doesn't keep you from spreading it, and doesn't keep you from dying from
also,
it.
Also, what like big vaccines do the children have to take before they go to school?
I know there's a polio
like,
one.
Polio.
Yeah.
But weren't like when polio was going around, and don't take me for fact, like this isn't a fact, weren't people like,
yes.
Hundreds of thousands of people were dying
from
this.
I think the CDC just released an article that somebody pressed them on because they got papers through the Freedom of Information Act that showed for the first 10 months there was a cancer-causing carcinogen inside of the vaccine that killed, you know, thousands and thousands of people.
Oops,
so, you know, whatever.
My bad.
Hey, it's cool.
Our bad.
So, I mean, it is interesting because all of this is kind of coming to a head, right? It used to be Donald Trump was the main division between, you know, people left and right, red and blue, mm-hmm, this and that. Mm-hmm. That was the dividing factor. Now the dividing factor is vaccines. It's kind of this, it's another wedge driven between society. And what I can't understand is there's a lot of aspects of it that are really weird to me that people don't want to meet this whole official CDC narrative with some healthy skepticism. Because number one, we were all raised on punk rock and, you know, Rage Against the Machine and all of our favorite bands and all of our music and, you know, fucking the NWA was all anti-establishment.
Back in the day, it used to be cool to be against the government. Now it's cool to be with the government.
Isn't that
dude.
Strange? How the fuck did that happen? It's like you tend to rebel in your older age against whatever
made
you.
It's almost crazy that you can stare at like an artist, a music artist, and you can almost like pick apart, you know what they're all about just by looking at them.
Yes, it's very predictable. But it's like, I think there's, I don't know if it's a natural human inclination or if it's a societal built one, but I think people start to rebel against what made them in their formative years because everybody looks back on who they were as kids and goes, man, I was an idiot. And anything that you liked, you look through the lens of like, that's what made me an idiot.
You can kind of get over it.
You kind of get over it.
Because an example, like, I used to love metal music.
Yeah.
Like, I used to breathe, like, eat that shit every day. And then one day I just flipped the switch on it. And now when I go to listen, I hear other bands. Like, turn that shit's whack.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is something to be said about getting full of it. It's just, you're over it already.
Mm-hmm.
But what is weird is, like, I have a buddy that I work with who's, you know, on the opposite side of the idea spectrum that I am. And so it's not that we get combative, but we'll do a little kind of idea tennis where I'll slap something his way, he'll slap it back my way. And I said to him the other day, we were just sitting there and we're working, and I lift my head up and I go, the world is run by impossibly corrupt, mostly evil pedophiles who put profits over people all the time.
Yeah.
People who will go to war for profits, who will destroy other countries for profits, who will use institutionalized racism to get to the top to control the general population.
And by profits, we're not even talking about money. We're talking about just straight control.
Yeah.
Control and power, because once you get enough money, there's nothing else left besides control and power.
Besides actual power, yeah.
Yeah.
And so when I said that to him, he goes, yeah, for sure. Everybody knows that the government is impossibly corrupt. Everybody knows that
But what are you going to do about it, bro? What are you going to do
about Jay? It? Thanks, Jay. But everybody will agree with that. You won't find another person if you go, politicians are corrupt and our world leaders are...
No one's going to be like, no, they're not.
Yeah. Nobody's going to say that, right?
Yeah.
So how the fuck is it such a leap to go from that relatively widely accepted acknowledgement to, and they conspire against us? What the fuck is so hard about that leap? They are corrupt and evil. Money before people, wars before compassion and empathy, all of that. And they plot against us on occasion. But this is where you lose people. Plotting against us is where people go, now come on, what are you talking about?
No, they're exactly doing
what? What the fuck? We just agreed that the world is run by maniacs who put money before everything and power before everything, and the environment and people's needs and all that shit is at the bottom of the list of things that are important to them. And everybody acknowledges that. But when you go, and they got some shit up their sleeves. No, they fucking don't, bro. Shit up their sleeves, bro? Conspiring? It's fucking outrageous. And I think part of me thinks that... maybe it's a problem with me, right? Maybe you look at me and it's too much. You go, he's handsome and he's funny and he's charismatic. He can't also be intelligent and know what he's talking about. Because
you can't
a lot
be a triple threat, bro.
You can't be a triple threat. You know why? Because a lot of people, a lot of people will put their own value. They'll make it so that it's predicated on your being devalued. And so maybe that's where it is. Maybe I'm too much of a threat. Maybe we need. Somebody, maybe like an authoritative figure, right? Who knows what they're talking about? Like, who would be an authoritative figure that like somebody would heed their warnings and would actually listen to the information that they have? And thank you for pulling up tons of Nicki Minaj's ass. Unbelievable.
Jesus.
Actually, tremendous.
God bless her, surgeon.
And I hope that she is on our side. Because
that's our next president
right
there.
And people said something. They were like, she'll get ass injections, but she won't get this injection. And I said, that's very funny. And I do like that.
Good point.
But good point. It's very funny, but also that's not the same thing. But I think, Marco, my issue is that I think it's with me. And I think if we had a different person to sit in this chair and tell the people what the truth is, I think they would listen. Don't you think?
What?
Don't be distracted by Nicki Minaj's ass. I was saying, Marco, that if somebody else was sitting in this chair who maybe was more respectful and more authoritative, that people would heed their warning as opposed to mine.
No, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So I'm going to step out of the room real quick. I have somebody waiting in the other room, and I'm going to bring them in. And they're going to tell us a little bit.
Your guy?
That's the guy who's been sitting out there?
The guy you're talking
about. He's actually with me. Believe it or not, he's actually with me.
Dude, he's been out here since...
He's been sitting there before I got here. So I'm going to step away for a second, and I'm going to go get him, all right?
All right. Whoa, we're back. Hey, What's going on? What's going on, officer?
How are you?
Oh, you can cut the sirens. It's not an emergency. Oh,
okay.
Good to see you. How are you? I'm Officer Brick Barley.
What's up, Brick?
How are you? Nice to meet you. I hear you guys needed somebody with an authoritative tone to to
God,
help.
I hope that shit doesn't rip.
I hope it does. To help guide you through this this information that's being disseminated, this misinformation that's being disseminated during this very real and very tragic pandemic. Now, I'll have you know that before I came here, before I met up with the Cobra, I was actually part of a super secret, super secret.
So you know it's real.
Super secret elite team of specially trained officers. I myself guarded the late, great Jeffrey Epstein before he passed from this plane of existence. God rest his soul. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I am here today because the Cobra has told me that people don't take him seriously. They don't take his information seriously. And I'll have you know, he's a very good researcher. And I've vetted his points and I've vetted his articles and the studies that he's sourced. And I will say, they're 100% correct.
He's a good looking dude, too.
He's
right?
A very handsome guy. Kind of
looks like, a little bit like you, though.
Kind of does look a little bit like me. And I'm not going to tell you why we look like each other. That's a whole nother can of worms I'm not prepared to get into today.
All right, Brick, lay it on us.
What I'm going to take you through.
Lay down that brick, Brick.
What the brick is going to lay down on you. Sorry, I'm getting a little excited. Is,
I can tell.
Whoop, I just got some really dark text messages from somebody. I don't want to. I'm going to go through a little bit of the evidence that the Cobra wants me to lay down for his fan base. It's the White Gang. Whitey Gang? The Whitey Gang. So, Whitey Gang, we're going to start with just some fun facts that maybe you have been made aware of. Maybe you haven't. I'm going to send these to you. Marcus, is it Marcus?
Marco.
Marco.
Sir.
Marcus. Okay, so, geez, my knees. I said this morning, before I got in, apprehended a thief, and I kneeled on his neck until he expired. It's put a little kink in my knee. I was going to straighten that one out. So real quickly, I'm going to send you some photos, and I want you to pull them up. And these are just photos that are going to kind of show you the hypocrisy and what I like to call rules for thee, but not for me. Excuse me. I've had just a little bit to drink. Okay, now.
Fucking them drunk cops.
Where is my... Of course I don't have this. Now, that's not going to work. I'm going to pull up the images. Or Dave, the Cobra, will pull up the images in After Effects. So what a lot of people aren't aware of is that there is actually a concerted effort, believe it or not, to dumb down the population and to not euthanize. What's the thing where you to sterilize the population?
Yeah.
So this vaccine is really about drying up the boys, as Nicki Minaj said in regards to her cousin's friend from Trinidad with the swollen testicles. That's what's waiting for all of us.
They
on
want
the other side.
Every man in the world have swollen testicles.
Every man in the world will have swollen testicles. Every man in the world will actually fall. This is actually a good quote from Nicki Minaj. When 80%, I'm going to say it like her.
How she would talk.
That's how she would talk. When 80% of the artists y'all are following right now feel like I feel about the vaccine and are too afraid to speak on it, if they assassinated me and assassinated my character and make me look crazy and stupid, guess what? No one else will ever ask anything again. Don't you see what's happening? Now, what Nicki Minaj is saying is if you bark down the throat of every person who has any sort of question, any sort of concern about these vaccines, because there's things to be concerned about. Every vaccine has something that you should be concerned about, and especially in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, there are side effects. There are little hiccups that haven't been worked out yet. You know, like heart attacks in teenage boys.
Swollen testicles.
Swollen testicles.
Metals.
Blood clots, metal. Just little things. Little things that need to kind of get worked out of the whole situation. So, for example, what are some things that you might be concerned about? Japan recently had to put the kibosh on Moderna vaccines because they found, and you're not going to find, you got to go to fucking DuckDuckGo because these Google pieces of shit are not going to fucking show you what
the truth
is.
You're really on the ball, Brick.
You got to go. Brick is on the ball. Brick is always on the ball. And so what you got to do is you got to go there. You got to go, Japan bans Moderna. Just type that in. Moderna. Moderna. Is it Moderna? Is it Moderna? There it goes. All right. Well, that's it. Japan halts 1.6 million Moderna vaccines. Yeah, click on
that's
that.
Not
let's read
1,600.
That.
That's 16 million.
1.6 million Moderna COVID vaccine doses over contamination concerns. It's my understanding that Moderna addressed these concerns and said, oh, that's just stainless steel. That's simply just stainless steel in the vaccines that we've given you. Also, we have articles from, give me a moment here. Here we are. So, Dr. Claire Craig retweeted a post from a dude named Michael P. Singer. Quote, young males are 6 times more likely to suffer from heart problems after being jabbed than be hospitalized for coronavirus. So, in other words, you are significantly more, 6 times more likely to suffer from heart problems than you are to suffer badly enough from COVID that you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Right? So, if you go into that article, which is the telegraph.co.uk, what it actually says is that 86% of those young men who suffered heart problems, 86% of them had to actually go to the hospital. So they had to be hospitalized for myocarditis, which is...
What's that?
Well, I am a police officer and not necessarily a doctor. And so, but my doctor friends, and I have many of them, said that it is, it's essentially heart attacks. It's low-level to mid-level heart attacks that you're experiencing from getting the vaccination. So we have Japan banning them for having contaminants in them, to which, like I said, Moderna said it was stainless steel. So that's not a big deal. Just stainless steel.
It's a little steel, baby.
Well, yeah, yeah. If it was like, you know, something else, I don't know what's worse than stainless steel. But if there was something in there that was worse than stainless steel, we might be able to have some concern. But not enough just yet. So what do we have here? This is one of the things that I really like to bring up because it doesn't have to be a grand conspiracy, guys. Right? It doesn't have to be a bunch of Molech worshipers are trying to sterilize the planet in order to drop the population so that they can control them more effectively because lower numbers are easier to control than the current, I don't know how many billions of people are on the planet. So they want to, it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be that they want to drop the population in order to roll in the new world order where we have one world government, one world economy, one world police state, and everything is censored and everything is controlled and everyone wage slaves until they die for the benefit of a small group of elites who are most likely lizards. It doesn't have to be that. That's not necessarily what I'm saying here. If we look at it at the bare minimum, take, for example, the question, how much has Moderna's stock gone up since the pandemic first showed up? In excess of 300%, the U.S. government has now paid Moderna over $6 billion for vaccines. The whole world is paying Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. So right now, these companies are making more money than they ever have historically.
Yeah.
And the idea that they might let some nefarious shit slide through, maybe some contaminated vaccines, they might even pay for some studies to be falsified. Maybe they would rush through things that haven't been properly studied, things that haven't had long-term studies attached to them. Basically, products that scientists don't know what the long-term effects of these things are. Or maybe even worse than that, maybe scientists suspect that these things are actually terrible for us in the long term, but don't have enough data. And that these companies might just say, hey, fuck that. We'll pay you a shit ton of money if you just give us the green light. Yeah. Because if there's one thing that we could all agree on, it's companies put profits before people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the biggest companies in the world, which are the pharmaceutical companies right now, the pharmaceutical industry has dwarfed all other industries because of the pandemic. When you have that type of an entity that wants to continue the world's largest revenue stream, they might do some fucked up shit every now and again. But maybe that's a little too conspiratorial for you. And that's fine. That's fine. And
We're at an hour, by the way, Brick.
We're at an hour?
Yes, we are. Oh,
Jesus Christ, what happened?
That asshole Dave just kept rambling.
He kept going on about just whatever the fuck it was. I mean, there are a couple other things that I think are worth mentioning. Like, for example, the man who invented the mRNA vaccine has been tweeting up a fucking storm.
How is he not dead yet?
I don't know how he's not dead yet. Maybe it'd be a little too conspicuous, but I don't think conspicuousness...
Because you know sometimes people let motherfuckers just go off.
Yeah, because the narrative is so strong that these people are all...
But he's not Alex Jones. Like, yeah. They let Alex Jones go off because he sounds like a lunatic.
Well, if somebody made a drink, you know, let's say a new brand of soda came out, and that brand of soda was giving people explosive diarrhea, and the fucking creator of the soda came out and was like, yo, I don't know why they keep pushing this soda. We knew there was some shit fucked up with it. I didn't want the soda to be released yet. The soda is, in fact, giving you diarrhea. I know that. But for some reason, nobody else wants to stop making the soda. Wouldn't you go, the guy who made the soda said, stop drinking the soda. So the guy who made the mRNA vaccine tweeted recently, please ask yourself, why is the USA requiring vaccination for all with an outdated vax when they may have already been infected, recovered, and developed natural immunity?
Yeah.
Stop. Think. Why the censorship? Why the mandates? Why the constant propaganda push? And I like the word that he uses there, propaganda. And I know, I saw on a previous episode of this show, Dave and the Jew versus the World, Dave and the Greasy Beast. that the Cobra had mentioned that the reason he looks into these things is because you are being inundated with a constant stream of propaganda.
It's
the one narrative from one side of the fence when there's a completely full-bodied counter-argument to it that's not being heard. You're getting it in your radio. You're getting it when you're shopping. You're getting it on your TV. You're getting it on your YouTube videos. You're getting it on your post. When you post things, they fact-checked every fucking thing you say. Even if you should be telling a joke about it, they will fact-check that
joke. Another
thing
that's crazy, Officer Brick, is that, you know, when someone sits there and they post a video of someone who's quote-unquote anti-mask or anti-vax, it's always some... like slack-jawed, like
moron
of a Trump hat saying, I ain't getting no vaccine.
Yes.
Blah, blah.
Meanwhile,
but then they take down the tweets by intelligent, credible
PhDs.
People.
PhDs, yeah, actual medical. Yes,
they disappear.
So there are arguments that people are not seeing because people suckle from the teat of mainstream social media and media in general.
Yeah,
and they don't actually go out trying to look for counter arguments to the shit that they're being force fed. And there's a difference, man, because if you don't want to look up the counter argument to something, that's fine. But I think you have an obligation when you're being force fed information that you're not looking for. So there are people, credible people, PhDs, medical personnel, they're all over the internet, tweeting, writing articles, doing studies, publishing the studies. These studies never get brought to light. They're in the fringes of the internet, but I have seen myself in the amount of time that I spend on it, hundreds and hundreds of people that are part of the medical apparatus that is our medical industry that are going
nurses, doctors.
The amount of nurses walking out of hospitals is fucking insane. They're having to shut down.
I saw a meme. It was like, if I see like nurses walking out, like I'm not that upset about it because if you're not willing to follow basic science, I don't want you injecting me with anything.
Yes, and these are morons who don't understand basic science at all, accusing people who just last year were being called heroes. Yeah. They're heroes. They are medical professionals work here. They are heroes. Yeah. People are putting signs in their windows, signs on their lawns.
Decorating everything. Yeah.
Decorating their homes from inside of their house with their loved ones, wearing masks indoors, having their children paper mache statues that honor our medical personnel. They were heroes just last year.
Shit turned real quick, right?
And now they're unemployed because if you do not have the vaccine, you have to get the fuck out of this hospital. It's amazing. People have zero conviction. They have zero values, and they only go with whatever this mainstream narrative, especially that you see on social media, is saying to them, and it's telling them who is okay to ridicule and who's not okay to ridicule. For example, one of the really fun things that happened, obviously, our boy Joe Rogan went, he got COVID, he did the whole kitchen sink thing, he took monoclonal antibodies or whatever the fuck it was, IV drips, he did ivermectin, and the ivermectin was the thing that everybody latched onto, and everybody made fun of him for it. Meanwhile, ivermectin won the Nobel Prize in 2015. It has been prescribed thousands, I think actually not thousands, I'm not thousands, I'm sorry, I think I'm being actually conservative here. If I do a little whoopsies, let's find out. So I have something here that says that we administered 417 million doses of ivermectin in Africa when they needed it. And so there's all this weird shit. There's over 130 something peer-reviewed studies on ivermectin. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the narrative is there's not enough information on it to use it to be treated, even though
it's been already treated for millions of people.
Well, what did I
country.
Say earlier? El Salvador is literally giving their patients
a little care package.
A little care package. Ivermectin, vitamin D3, vitamin C, and zinc. And so one of my favorite things that happened recently was where the Rolling Stones published an article claiming that the ICU of an Oklahoma hospital was overrun with ivermectin overdoses to the point where they could not treat gunshot victims. Insane. Insane. The ICU is filled with idiots drinking horse cum. Nobody can stop drinking horse cum. Farmers are under the horses, just jerking them off into they can't get enough. They're springing these horse sticks
semen.
Out. Just trying to get that last drip of horse cum so that they can kick coronavirus in the ass. Yeah. And what do you know? You overdosed on horse cum, and now these poor people who are victims of the rampant gun violence in Oklahoma cannot get into the ICUs because you're full of cum and taking up a bed. That hospital came out and said, that's not even a little bit true.
Yeah.
Not one. They. I have the actual screenshot from the website of the hospital that said, we don't even have a single case of ivermectin overdose. So they fully fucking lied. And then they go, whoops, sorry. And they move the fuck on. But guess what? The damage is done because there's some moron running around going, yeah, well, go ahead and drink that fucking horse cum, dude. And you'll be, next thing you know, it's you and all your fucking horse jizz drinking buddies are going to be taking up the ICU beds. And fully vaccinated people like myself, who somehow can still contract COVID, aren't going to be able to get in that ICU bed when we're dying of COVID. They go, well, how come you can still get it if you got the... That doesn't fucking matter, all right? Why I can still get it. Quit drinking the horse cum.
I'm just picturing like a bunch of hillbillies like filling up mason jars and just chugging
Chugging cum, bro. If anything, it's going to make you stronger, right? I mean, drinking horse cum has got to do a number. It's got to make you stronger. But look, man, there is a fully... I may be a little retarded, right? But I still think that my critical thinking, my problem solving, and just my ability to put things together, that part of my brain, it works just fine. I'm seeing an overwhelming amount of shit. The reason you might not be seeing it is because you're not fucking looking for it. And I understand that everybody's got jobs.
Yeah.
And everybody's got kids. And everybody's got a life that they have to live. And how the fuck does anybody have time? But look, man, we might just be at the crux of a point in history where it is incredibly important to find out whether or not you're being fucking lied to.
Spend 20 minutes before you go to bed and do a little reading.
Look up a little bit of shit, man, because it's fucking alarming. How are we getting articles that are telling us that teenage boys are 6 times more at risk for running into heart issues than they are ever even remotely close to risk.
The problem is, dude, we have to do the digging. People have to do the digging themselves. It's not as easy as just putting on the news or going on the on Facebook because you follow NBC. Like, you know what I'm saying? People are lazy. And
I mean, really, you know? Most of us don't even look up anything. We just kind of read the article. I had
headlines. People just read the headlines sometimes. I mean, how big of a thing that is.
Well, when this first started, meaning when I first started to get into this whirlwind of reposting shit or, you know, about COVID, the thing that really got me was like, I'm going to try to do my best to actually read. So I wanted to look. Basically, what happened was, we'll end on this, but somebody claimed on the internet that the COVID-19 vaccine violates the Nuremberg Code of Ethics. The Nuremberg Code of Ethics was a code of ethics put in place after the Nazis were on trial.
Yeah.
And that code of ethics was put in place so that nothing resembling the medical and scientific end of the Nazi regime could ever be recreated. And so they put a bunch of rules in place that were like, you know, if you're starting to do this shit, you're getting too close. You can't do that anymore. So I go and I read the Nuremberg Code of Ethics. And the number one thing is that the very first thing on the list is you cannot force a product on anybody. So basically, you know, it has to be a fully willing party. And in the sense of this vaccine, you can't mandate it. Mm-hmm. And so the caveat was whether or not the thing that you were trying to push on people was experimental. If it was experimental, then it violates the Nuremberg Code of Ethics. So I go, okay, cool. How do we find out if the mRNA vaccine is experimental? So I go up and I find studies from Penn State Medical Center. And it's a PDF. It's like 30-something fucking pages long. It's the actual studies on the mRNA vaccine. Mm-hmm. So I go down this whole thing. I'm trying to read it. I'm too fucking stupid to understand it. So I'm like, there has to be a conclusion. At the end of every fucking essay, there is a sum of their thoughts, right? So I scroll down, and I find a thing that says conclusions. And in conclusions, it says, we have no long-term studies. This is from Penn State Medical Center. We have no long-term studies. We only have a cluster of short-term studies. And the thing that really stuck out at the end was that it said there is a 5 to 10% risk of developing a severe illness when you get the vaccine. That 5 to 10% risk is compounded with each additional dose of the vaccine. And now we know that we're moving on to our third dose of the vaccine. You need three of them now. You need three of them. First it was one, then it was two.
Yeah, the first Moderna approved the third one already.
Yeah, now so the FDA... Two people from the FDA, the fucking highest up in the FDA, quit because of what the fuck's going on. They were like, I don't want any goddamn part of this. And the FDA fought against booster shots. So Fauci came out and was like, if we're not going to get booster shots, we're just going to get a third dose. A third dose is needed to be fully vaccinated. So I love that. If you thought you were vaccinated the first time and then you fucking weren't and then you got it the second time and you thought you were vaccinated.
This one over there. Right?
Yeah, but now it's fucking three. Now it's three times. So if it was 5 to 10% and it compounds each time. So it's my understanding that it goes to 20% to 30% likelihood you're going to suffer a severe illness. So I'm like, okay, the only caveat here is to me, it's still experimental because they still haven't completed the long-term studies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look up the definition of experimental, and in the definition of experimental, it says that it has to be finished. The finished was a part of the definition. The study has to be finished. If we're still waiting on long-term studies, the information from those long-term studies on the vaccine to come out, then it's still in an experimental phase because it's not finished. Mm-hmm. And if it's still in an experimental phase, then it literally violates the code of ethics that we put in place so that Nazis wouldn't happen again.
Boom, boom, boom.
You fucking dummies! Go get the jab.
God.
Go get the fucking jab.
Damn, you do some good work, bro.
I know, dude. I try. Holy All right, let's shit. Wrap this thing up because I'm sweating. Somebody turned the fucking air off. Did you notice that?
No. I think they did it on purpose.
Fucking sons of bitches.
But, guys, like, subscribe.
Yes, please. Like, share, subscribe. We're going to get canceled right after this episode, so it's been fucking nice.
Listen to us on Apple Music, Spotify. Yep. We're on YouTube.
Yes.
And
on Rockfin soon. When we get canceled, come and find us. We'll be behind a paywall, but we'll still be fucking slanging facts.
So this was episode 61 of DJVW. I'm Marco. That's Dave.
This is Brick, bro. I'm Brick.
Oh, Brick. Brick, I'm sorry.
God damn it, man.
Is Jay going to be back next episode?
From the dead, maybe.
Who gives a fuck? We're out.